Tank vehicles, CDL test number 2. Question number 1. A tanker has lost its brakes. When should the driver use a truck escape ramp? Only if the tank has baffles. Always. Never. Only if the tank is empty. The answer is B, always. 2.17.3 brake failure on downgrades. Your best hope, if you lose brakes, brake failure on downgrades, if you lose your brake power, or if you lose your brakes, your best hope is an escape ramp. If there is one, there will be signs telling you about it. So it simply says, use it. Question number 2. An emergency forces you to stop your tanker quickly or crash. You should use controlled or stab braking. Use only the emergency brakes. Lock the brakes with the pedal and hold it there. Or lock the brakes and brace for impact. The answer is A. Use controlled or stab braking in 8.3.2. If you must make a quick stop to avoid a crash, use controlled or stab braking. Question number 3. Baffles in liquid cargo tanks do not usually prevent the movement of surge from front to back, top to bottom, side to side, or all of the above. The answer is C, side to side, in 8.2.4, liquid baffles. The baffles help to control forward and backward surge, but side-to-side surge can still occur, which can cause a rollover. Question number 4. Empty trucks may require longer stopping distances than full ones. Stop quicker when you use only the emergency or parking brake. Have better traction when stopping than full ones, or all of the above. The answer is A. May require longer stopping distances than full ones. Talking about empty trucks in 6.1.3, braking early. Control your speed, whether fully loaded or empty. Large combination vehicles take longer to stop when they are empty than when they are fully loaded. Question number 5. Hauling liquids in tank vehicles requires special care for 2 reasons. One reason is extreme weight, uneven expansion, liquid movement, or winds. The answer is C. Liquid movement. In 8.2, drive tank vehicles, hauling liquids requires special skills because of the high center of gravity and liquid movement. So one reason was high center of gravity, the other reason was liquid movement, which is why C is correct. Question number 6. Hauling liquids in tankers requires special care for 2 reasons. One reason is that the high center of gravity, the blank center of gravity that tankers have, wide, flat, low, or high. And it's D, high center of gravity, as we just looked at, hauling liquids in tanks requires special skills because of the high center of gravity and liquid movement. Question number 7. How would you expect a truck with a cargo tank that has baffles to handle on the road? There will be less front-to-back surge than there is in a tanker without baffles. The truck will seem heavier than it really is. The truck will handle the same as a tanker without baffles, or all of the above. The answer is A. There will be less front-to-back surge than there is in a tanker without baffles. 8.2.4. Baffles help to control the forward and backward liquid surge. Question number 8. Liquid in a tank with baffles can have what kind of surge? Front to back, side to side, top to bottom, or all of the above? The answer is B, side to side. 8.2.4. Side to side surge can still occur, which can cause a rollover. Question number 9. Liquid tight separations between compartments inside tanks are called bulkheads, baffles, barriers, or none of the above. The answer is A, bulkheads. In 8.2.3, some liquid tanks are divided into several smaller tanks by bulkheads. Question number 10, outage means how fast the tanks drain, liquid weight, allowance for expansion of liquid, or liquid movement. The answer is C, allowance for expansion of liquid in 8.2.6. Never load a cargo tank totally full. Liquids expand as they warm, and you must leave room for the expanding liquid. This is called outage. Question number 11. Separations between compartments inside tanks that have openings or holes in them are called bulkheads, barriers, baffles, or walls. The answer is C, baffles. 8.2.4. Baffled liquid tanks have bulkheads in them with holes that let the liquid flow through. Question number 12. Side-to-side surge can cause suspension system failure, overspeeding, rollover, or none of the above. The answer is C, rollover. In high center of gravity in 8.2.1, high center of gravity means that much of the load's weight is carried high up off the road. This makes the vehicle top-heavy and is easy to roll over. Liquid tankers are especially easy to roll over. Question number 13. The amount of liquid to load into a tank depends on the legal weight limits, the amount the liquid would expand in transit, both of the above are true, or none of the above are true. The answer is C, both of the above are true. In 8.2.7, how much to load? The amount of liquid to load into a tank depends on the amount the liquid will expand in transit, which was B, the weight of the liquid, which was not there, or the legal weight limits, which was A. So both of these two, the legal weight limits, which is here, and the amount the liquid will expand in transit, were both mentioned. If there was a third thing, it would have been the weight of the liquid. Question number 14. The best way to take a curve with a tanker is to slow to a safe speed before entering the curve, then blank as you go through it. Downshift twice, accelerate slightly, brake lightly, or all of the above. The answer is B, accelerate slightly. 8.3.3 and curves. Slow down before curves, then accelerate slightly through the curve. Question number 15. What does liquid surge do to the handling of a tanker? Surge can move the truck in the direction the liquid waves move. Surge raises the wind drag of the truck. Surge lets you turn corners tighter, or none of the above. The answer is A, surge can move the truck in the direction the liquid waves move. In 8.2.2, for example, this liquid surge results from movement of the liquid in partially filled tanks. The movement can have bad effects on handling. For example, when coming to a stop, the liquid will surge back and forth. When the wave hits the end of the tank, it tends to push the truck in the direction the wave is moving. Question number 16. When you load the small tanks of a cargo tank equipped with bulkheads, you should check your water content, weight distribution, air-to-fuel ratio, or none of the above. The answer is B, weight distribution. 8.2.3. When loading and unloading the smaller tanks, the driver must pay attention to weight distribution. Don't put too much weight on the front or rear of the vehicle. Number 17, when you unload the smaller tanks of a tank with bulkheads, be careful to check the air-to-fuel ratio, the distribution of weight, the water content, or the alcohol content. Once again, it's B, distribution of weight.
From 8.2.3, bulkheads.
Pay attention to the weight distribution. Don't put too much weight on the front or rear of the vehicle. Question 19, which of these statements about emergency steering and tankers is true? A tanker is easier to countersteer than most vehicles. When making a quick steering movement, do not apply the brakes. You should wrap your thumbs around the steering wheel before starting a quick steering movement, or none of the above. Answers B. When making a quick steering movement, do not apply the brakes. In 8.3.2, controlling surge. If you must make a quick stop to avoid a crash, use controlled or stab braking. Also remember that if you steer quickly while braking, your vehicle may roll over. Question number 20. Which of these statements about stopping distance and speed is true? You need about 4 times as much stopping distance at 40 miles per hour as at 20 miles per hour. Wet roads can double stopping distance at any speed. Both of the above are true, or neither of the above are true. Answer is C. Both of the above are true. And 2.6.1, stopping distance. When you double your speed from 20 to 40 miles per hour, the impact is 4 times greater. Also, remember that wet roads double the normal stopping distance. So, both of the first two are correct. Number 21. You are driving a tank truck and the front wheels begin to skid. Which of these is most likely to occur? Liquid surge will pull the tank from the truck. The truck will roll over. You will continue in a straight line and keep moving forward no matter how much you steer or all of the above. Answer C. You will continue in a straight line and keep moving forward no matter how much you steer. In manual section 2.19.3, front wheel skids. In a front wheel skid, the front end tends to go in a straight line regardless of how much you turn the steering wheel. Question number 22. You are driving on a clear night. You must dim your headlights from high to low. You should adjust your speed so you can stop within the distance you can see ahead, the distance you will travel in the next 15 seconds, the length of a football field, or the length of your vehicle. Answer is A, the distance you can see ahead. 2.11.4 vehicle factors. You must adjust your speed to keep your stopping distance within your sight distance, which is the distance you can see ahead. This means going slowly enough to be able to stop within the range of your headlights, is why A is correct. Question 23. You need to be extremely cautious when driving smooth bore tankers. This is especially true when you are loading or unloading, starting or stopping, hauling milk or other food products, or all of the above. The answer is B, starting or stopping. For 8.2.5, unbaffled tanks. Be extremely cautious, slow and careful in driving smoothbore tanks, especially when starting and stopping. Question 24. You should be extremely cautious when driving smoothbore tankers, especially when you are driving against the wind, going up or down a hill, starting or stopping, or all of the above. The answer is C, starting or stopping. Once again, in unbaffled tanks, be extremely cautious, slow and careful in driving smoothbore tanks, especially when starting and stopping. Quick note, there are a few of these that are extremely similar, but this will only help to get the information in your head, especially in tank vehicles where there's only a few pages in the chapter, and these are the questions you're almost certainly going to get. Question number 25. You should know the outage needed for the liquids you carry because some liquids expand more than others when they get warm. Tank baffles are not always legal with outage. Some of the heaviest liquids do not need any or all of the above. Answer is A. Some liquids expand more than others when they get warm. In 8.2.6, in outage, liquids expand as they warm and you must leave room for the expanding liquid. This is called outage. Since different liquids expand by different amounts, they require different amounts of outage. You must know the outage requirement when hauling liquids in bulk.